Hi guys, thanks for tuning in to episode of the Nikkegan Times. We have an awesome guest. We have Giovanna Salas. Giovanna is known as Miss Heart of Hollywood. Giovanna is a filmmaker and CEO of Heart of Hollywood Motion Pictures, an entertainment company based in Los Angeles, California. Giovanna's company works in film production. They publish their own magazine and they're developing a global network and platform for industry professionals. Welcome, Giovanna. Thanks for coming on my podcast.
Hello, Nick. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me into your podcast, the Nikkegan Times. And so I'm very happy to be here today.
Welcome, and yeah, thank you for coming on. How's it all going over there?
Well, everything is going well. You know, we have the situation, difficult times right now with the COVID-19 and, you know, entertainment companies closing. And it has been harsh for the entertainment industry, but I believe with innovation and we have to find new ways of working remotely, things are going to get better.
Amazing. All right, let's just jump straight into it for the listeners. Who is Giovanna Salas? Give us some background and context.
Well, I think Giovanna Salas is a person that likes to work with people. I love people. You know, I love art, and I always have been passionate about it, creating art. Working in the entertainment, such as the movies, has allowed me to see a new window to the world. What I love the most is that when you're working in the movie industry, you work with composer, you work with the, you know, art directors. I mean, different people is needed in order to make a picture. And so to me, that really grabbed my attention. But just as simple of who I am, I just love to work with people. I like people around since I was little, and so, you know, I'm kind of like a team person going, and so I like all types of people from different livelihoods.
Excellent. What about your background? So tell me about your background and life growing up in, yeah, generally speaking, how was life and how's your family? Tell me about all that.
Well, you know, it's a whole movie there. And my background has been challenging. It has been, hard in a way. I don't want to cry here. But what I can tell you is that perseverance and determination build who we are and where we want to go in life. And so I can say there was many obstacles during my childhood, when I was growing up, always has been full of obstacles and challenges. I don't know why, but sometimes some of us had to go through hard times in order to endure and continue going. But I always had been a positive person. And so that's what I can tell you about my background.
Amazing. Have you done much traveling in the U.S. and internationally?
Yes, I had traveled, you know, I mean, I think that I know the U.S. more than my own country. There is Mexico. You know, I had traveled to different states in the U.S., different landscapes. It's just very different. And internationally, yes, I have the opportunity to visit the U.K. and Europe. And, you know, it's good when you have the flavor of different cultures and people, and you get to see a different part of how they live and, you know, what they do. So I love traveling.
Yeah, cool. I've been to Mexico too. I love Mexico. It's an amazing country. What inspires you daily?
Wake up and, you know, and try to do my work. I love my work. So, you know, when I'm going to bed, the next day I'm waking up and I'm thinking what I'm going to do tomorrow, you know, how I'm going to work with my team, what ideas can we create, what is working, what is not working. So I feel it's inspiring and motivate me that I get up and I do something that I like, something that I love, and something that I can continue working on. Even the times, sometimes it's tough and you're wondering why I'm doing this, but I think it is, if it is something with, if we really have that interest and then we are motivated about, it's not hard to wake up the next day and get ready.
Definitely. Let's go back and tell me about your business. So obviously you've got a nice name, and yeah, you're the CEO, so talk to me about that.
Well, the business, you know, Heart of Hollywood Motion Pictures, that's their name, is divided in three divisions. You know, the first one is for production, pre-production, you know, distribution. And the second division, we have a Heart of Hollywood magazine. We do more like the PR events, international events, networking, memberships, all of, you know, that group of social networking. And the third division is a streaming platform that I've been working for a couple years. Hopefully by the end of March, we can offer the subscriptions for the public, for they can subscribe to this platform. And my dream is that people can see movies, music videos, you know, from our platform. So it is called Heart of Hollywood Cinema. And it's, you know, another challenge, but this is what we do here at Heart of Hollywood. So it's different areas, but it's all related within the entertainment industry.
That's exciting. And tell me how, like, it all came about. So what got you started? Like, yeah, how did you get engaged with it? And yeah, I think it's an amazing.
Well, you know, like any other person that come from out of state to Los Angeles or out of the country, right? And we have a dream, okay, I want to work in Hollywood. I want to be an actor, a director, or a producer. I have the same enthusiasm and the same hope to come to Los Angeles and become a film director. That is ultimately what I want to do. And, you know, it didn't happen right away because I ended up working for a production studio. With one of the producers, I learned a lot of things, but I quickly learned they will take me many, many years until someone will get me the opportunity. So I decided that I wanted to be working and open a company that was more open and welcome everyone and was willing to see talent from out of state and out of country. So one of the main principles of our mission was to be an entertainment company, inclusive and cultural, that they have cultural diversity. So that was very important to me. And I think that, you know, well, paths started changing a little bit. You know, first I wanted to be a film director, right? And that working as a producer, because that was the job that it was needed at the time. And I felt that I can open doors for more people being a producer. And so here I am, you know, working on that and pursuing my dream like everyone else. But I think the mission for Heart of Hollywood is to be a door for anybody that would like to star in the entertainment, want information. I believe the information is very important to have about the industry, because more people doesn't have sometimes, it's not enough to have a degree or from the university. You have to have the experience in field. You have to have sometimes consultation to learn more about the industry and to learn about all the benefits that you can get from different places.
Okay, cool. What advice would you give anybody listening that wanted to take a career path like yours and go into Hollywood now? If they wanted to go and there was no COVID, what would you tell them?
Well, right now in COVID, I would tell not, you know, like stay in your home, be safe. You know, the world is not ending. Right now, there is different ways that we all are learning, working remotely. There is things such as your podcast that I think there is a window for the world. The world as we know is changing. And so many things in the entertainment industry are going to change. For example, the casting is going to be remotely, you know, the auditions. So many things we're learning this way. So I think they try to be more find ways that you can learn and get more into the digital environment. The other thing that I can tell you is that when things get better, yes, try to come to LA. I think that there is a must to come to Los Angeles where you can have a feel of it, but also find information, educate yourself. I think that's very important. And, you know, hopefully if you come to LA, you can find about Heart of Hollywood Or you can even find out about our company way before, you know, that we have international memberships. People from all over the world can join and be a member for a year. So their memberships are yearly. So, I mean, always try to find, even if it is not with Heart of Hollywood, but always try to educate yourself.
Well, I'm biased, so it's definitely going to be Heart of Hollywood. How did you get the name Miss Heart of Hollywood? How did that come about? I was interested by that.
Well, you know, that's kind of funny. The thing is that because I have the Heart of Hollywood, the motion pictures company, I was making events, and people just kind of start calling me Miss Heart of Hollywood. I felt, at first, I kind of feel offended, honestly with you, because I thought that they was laughing at me or just making jokes. Until, you know, I was going to another event and say, oh, here is Miss Heart of Hollywood. Oh, Miss Heart of Hollywood. And I was, you know. But and then one time, a friend of mine invited me to a movie premiere, and then we went there, and he introduced me with somebody else, but he introduced me as, oh, here is Miss Heart of Hollywood. And I was like, what? You know my name. You are my friend, you know. So then I understood that was not, you know, as a joke or so diminished. So and then I just kind of own it, you know, like when they say own your space. So, you know, I say, okay, well, I guess that is my nickname. Or, okay, well, I will happily take it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's amazing. What's the best movie you've directed and worked on recently or in the past? And who's the most famous person you've ever met?
Well, my favorite movie is Natural Born Killers. It was directed by Oliver Stone and written by Quentin Tarantino. I had the pleasure to meet Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, nice. Wow.
So that was blow my mind because I watched that movie over 9 times, you know. And yep. It's because I have my motives. But anyway, I also got the pleasure to meet John Landis, the director John Landis for the Blues Brothers and, you know, the thriller, the famous thriller, Michael Jackson's son. So, I mean, I think that I just been lucky about meeting wonderful people, working with wonderful people. And, well, movies, I like a lot of movies.
That's good. That's great. And tell me, what are your interests and hobbies outside of everything you do? So what do you like to do in your downtime?
In my downtime, well, I like to paint. Before I started in the entertainment industry, I was just a painter, you know, so I enjoy art very much. I like to, you know, get my canvas, get some glass of wine, and just get lost into a trance. And that is what I do for my own pleasure. When I have difficult times, I always go back to paint. And that gives me clarity. I think that it's very important that doesn't matter what career or field we have to have something that takes us out of our, you know, stresses. Well, some people like to run, other people like to cook. And so, you know, it's just different. But for me, I enjoy art. If I'm not painting, I would like to go to an art gallery. I enjoy other people's art, you know, photography. Music, I love very much the piano, and so, you know, I think that my life is around art very much.
Amazing. If you go back in time and you were 18 again, what would you tell yourself, and what could you change if you had the opportunity to?
If I go back in time, okay. This is a difficult question for me, I guess. You know, can we go to the next question?
Okay, all right, cool. What does the future look like for Giovanna?
Okay, the future, you know, I like the uncertain aspect. I don't like to know what the future looks like for me. You know, I kind of like surprises. So, but I would like in the future is more productions. I would like to meet more people, talented people as well. I would like to work with people. I hope that my streaming platform works and, you know, community work. I think they, I like the community. I like to, feel useful, you know, I think that's very important to me.
Amazing. In your opinion, where do you see Mexico and the United States position going into the future? Generally speaking.
Well, I think that Mexico and the U.S., they always have been brothers, you know? It's always a country that, is right next to the border, you know? It's like L.A., if you want to go to Tijuana, you take only 3 hours and you're there in Mexico. Well, I think it has a lot of potential for productions, as far as locations, that the Titanic was, some of the scenes was shot there, you know, many famous movies. The people doesn't know was shot right across the border. And so I believe that perhaps more collaboration between artists. But I do believe that more Mexican producers need to take the lead into making productions.
Amazing. Giovanna, thanks for coming on my podcast. I do appreciate it. You've been wonderful. I wish you nothing but the best. And especially with everything you're working on, I just think it's amazing and incredible.
Absolutely. I really have enjoyed the time, you know, having here with you.
Definitely. We'll keep in touch, that's for sure.